And if you go out in the garden, you have some flowers out in the garden you want to bring inside, you go out and do what? Flowers. You go out and pick them. And you bring them inside and put them in a pretty vase. After the meal's over, the wife says, I guess I better get started and wash
the dishes.
Yeah. And they have soap on them after she washes them, so she
rinses them.
And what's the piece of cloth that they use to wash the dishes with?
Dish rag.
And the piece of cloth they use to wipe the dishes?
Dish towel.
And the thing that you dry your face with?
Face towel.
And you had some liquid and you wanted to pour it in a bottle, and the bottle had a narrow opening, you better get a
funnel.
You want the horses to go a little faster, you can use your
whip.
You ever call it a gad or a hickory or a goad or anything?
No.
Go to the grocery store and buy some groceries. He might put the groceries in a box, but he might put it in a paper
sack.
Or if you had bought 50 pounds of flour, you might buy it in a cloth.
Well, I would say we still say sack. We used to buy it by the barrel when we had a lot of time left. Since long as I've used that word, I wouldn't know.
It wouldn't be a paper bag, though.
No.
Or, I mean, a cloth bag. It'd be a sack. You wouldn't use paper along with bag under any circumstances, probably?
Not once in 100 times.
Sack. Mm-hmm. How about, if you had some wood on your wagon, you didn't have a full load, you just had a, what? Not a full load, it'd be just a...
Well, it'd be a half wagon load or a three-fourths of a wagon load or whatever you happen to have.
But you wouldn't say a jag?
No.
Or a part load?
I wouldn't never say part load. I might say jag if you just had a few sticks.
It'd be very small.
Mm-hmm.
After the wife does the washing, she goes out and takes it off the line, brings it in the house and...
Sprinkle.
She brings it in a container.
Take a basket.
You might buy nails in a large quantity. You might buy a whole
keg.
Around the barrel there are big metal
hoops.
And if you have a bottle and you want the liquid to stay in it, you better put a
cork in.
And if it's made out of glass, you call it a
bottle.
I mean the cork. It's a thing you put in it. If it's not made out of cork, it's made out of glass or metal or something else.
Copper.
That would go for anything other than cork. If you have a nail and you want to get it in the board, you better hit it with a
hammer.
I asked that to a lady one time. She told me she hit it with a shoe. I guess we went over the tongue and shavs and whiffle tree and all that business on the questionnaire. Now, the tool that you use to break up the ground with is called a plow. Then you go over it with
either a disc or a harrow, sometimes both.
Some new kind of washer now on another step, I understand.
They have a coated washer.
It's
supposed to be a one operation.
Tell me something about the sleds, ranging in size, what a boy would use to what a group of people would ride in. What are their names? What differentiates them?
Well, the little sleds, we call them hand sleds.